or just arriving in the seat for meditation. Just coming to this gesture of pausing or stillness in our day. In the first moments of sitting, connecting with the posture of the body, the breath as it's coming just now, the mood or the emotional tone that's with you. And hearing sounds, feeling the night air. What we call being present is another way of saying being present with the body and its senses, rather than being with the flow of thought and story. And this is just because thought and story means past and future, where the physical senses mean the body. And the senses are always now. So in this strange way, sitting in meditation, even attempting to settle into what we call the present, means that we swing back and forth between a moment of presence with body and breath, and then some moments, what we call distracted, where past or future, regret or worry, pleasant memory, hopeful fantasy, all of the variations of thinking about the story of our life appear. We notice them, and in the noticing there's a waking up. And in that waking up there's a return of the body and sensations. And our practice is simply to see this clearly, to be with or be intimate with this, the flow of experience that means a moment of presence, a moment of past or future, a moment of story, another moment of presence, another moment of story. Welcome to folks coming in. Grab bolsters, blankets, blocks, whatever you'd like to sit on, and making yourself comfortable. And the training of settling into sensory life or the life of the body is the training in remembering to stay with it. If the nature of distraction is that the mind moves away from the senses, the body and its unfolding life right now, coming out of distraction is the practice of resting in the unfolding sensory life as it's happening moment to moment for longer. Learning to rest there, learning to make home here in the body, in the world of smell and taste and sound and sight and sensation through the skin and organs, musculature, the whole life of the body. and the fluctuating energies of this body. Let's sit for a few moments in silence, connecting with body, the senses in the present, including the movement of breath, and letting the movement of breath draw us back into the body again and again. We'll rest with this for a bit, and then we'll chant together. As we chant the opening verses of refuge and homage from the early Buddhist tradition, the reminder of the precepts and the truths of this embodied life, you can read along or chant along if you're learning the chants. We'll sing the Pali and speak the English. Or you can stay in the realm of the meditation and listen, meaning that whether you're making sound in your own voice or listening, you use the sound as a meditation, as a sensory present moment anchor, the sound drawing us out of the realm of story and into vibration and intention and prayer. The ritual of singing together these ancient words. For those that are new to these chants, these are reminders of what's important in spiritual life, teacher, teachings, community, ethics, the pointing out of wisdom. And they are a way that we focus our intention in practice. The encouragement is not to think about them too much, although studying them closely over time is appropriate. But if you're new to, at first perhaps just let the sound wash through you and stay with the body hearing sound. And if you sing or speak along, stay with the body making the sounds. We embed ourselves in sound and then in the intention behind the sound. A simple version of which is, may I go toward that which is most wholesome in my life. May those qualities that most guide me on my path be strengthened. May I not lose my way in this life. We'll chant together and then continue sitting. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Homage to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantam Abhivademi. Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. The Blessed One is accomplished and fully self-awakened. I bow to the Blessed One. The Dhamma is well taught by the Blessed One. I bow to the Dhamma. The Sangha of the Blessed One has practiced well. I bow to the Sangha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed, accomplished and fully self-awakened one. Homage to the Blessed, accomplished and fully self-awakened one. Homage to the Blessed, accomplished and fully self-awakened one. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Duriyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Duriyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Duryambhi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchami, Tatiyambhi Buddhaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchami, Tatiyambhi Dhammaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchami, Tatiyambhi Sanghaṃ Saraṇaṃ Gacchami, Ti Saraṇa Gamanaṃ Nityadham. I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. A second time I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. A third time I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. I have gone for refuge to the Triple Gem. Breathing for a moment and orienting the heart toward the intention to act wisely in this world, to care for relationships, personal and impersonal, in our close circle and in the web of all beings, caring for this earth and all of its life, by caring for our actions and recognizing that our actions are the force that moves the world for good or for ill. We plant the intention for our actions to be healing and never harmful. Panatipata, taking the five precepts. Panatipata veramani sikapatang sammadihami Adinna dhanna veram nisikapatam sammadhyami. Kame sumicha chara veram nisikapatam sammadhyami. Musavada veram nisikapatam sammadhyami. Sura miraya madhya pamadatana veram nisikapatam sammadhyami. Idam me silam maga palanyanasa pachayo hotu. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to protect life. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to take only that which is offered to me. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to express my sexual energy wisely. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to speak the truth with kindness. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to abstain from intoxicants that cloud the mind. Through the discipline of ethics, may I realize the path and fruit of practice. And we ring the bell of the five recollections, remembering our presence in the middle of this life, somewhere between birth and death, along with everybody, deep in the unknown. This is what we know. I am of the nature to age. I have not gone beyond aging. I am of the nature to sicken. I have not gone beyond sickness. I am of the nature to die. I have not gone beyond dying. All that is mine, beloved and pleasing, will become otherwise, will be separated from me. I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my actions, related to my actions, abide supported by my actions. Whatever action I do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir. Allowing the sound to settle, the movement to settle. And all of the senses playing their role in the wakefulness of the body. We center ourselves in the seated posture and feel the rising and falling breath. How the breath fills and empties the body. Either feeling it in one spot that's easy to feel, like the belly or chest or at the nose. Or if you can, more subtly feeling the breath through the whole body, arms and legs, torso and head, and the field around the body, resting into the whole body, breathing in and breathing out. Feel how when you give yourself fully to feeling the breath in its detail, in its delicious fullness, you come out of story, out of past and future, out of confusion and complaint. And whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable to sit and breathe, connecting with the body, breathing brings you into contact with this life. As it's pouring through you, through this body, in this moment. We'll practice in this way, staying with the breath, maybe the breath in the whole body if you can, and stretching out that presence, resisting the pull of distraction. But when we notice the mind wandered, simply returning to the felt sense of the whole body, breathing and sitting. Drinking in the subtle, incredible pleasure of just sitting. immersed in the feeling of being alive and awake.